I'm LaVon.
I'm Miss Nene.
We're so happy you joined us today.
Yes, we are.
And let's have some fun making family memories in the kitchen.
I want to go back way, way, way back in time in history. To the medieval times, the 1500s, the medieval and the Renaissance time, when the garb of a woman, when she was in her kitchen or preparing food or maybe going out and finding the chicken that she was going to prepare that day for the meal, and she had a certain garment that she wore, and it's been a garment that has transcended years, centuries of time, and that is the apron. And I call it the humble apron because it does a lot of dirty duties.
It does. And I'm sure you've heard some stories from your mom, your grandma, mm-hmm. I mean, various people go, oh yeah, what we use that apron for. And the picture I see, and I know you're going to talk about other pictures, but the picture I see is going out to gather a few eggs. And they just gathered up the apron and went to the hen house and got a few eggs.
Mm-hmm. Or can you think of, I'd love to have our listeners send in how they used an apron or their mom used an apron. I think of wiping a child's nose. I think of wiping her hands when you could, perhaps the era of the telephone and you got a phone call and you wanted to answer that phone, or you didn't want to get shocked by the electricity when you were baking or in your kitchen. But really the apron, the history of it started with just a linen cloth, a linen square cloth that was tied to two strings and wrapped around a woman's waist. Then as the pilgrims crossed the Atlantic and came to this country, the whole landscape of an apron changed because it wasn't just this little square linen cloth that was tied around the waist. It then moved west and it had a bib attached to it so that it would cover a woman's upper garment as well as her skirt that she wore. It became then made of fancier fabrics rather than utilitarian linen or cotton. I don't know that there was ever any wool apron back then, because it probably would have had to have been dry cleaned unless it was felted ahead of time, and so it wouldn't have been. But with that purpose in mind, then aprons started to become more decorative. Cross stitch. How about the gingham cross stitch apron? Or the aprons that eventually were made for special occasions, the reception, the wedding reception, and of course the popular gift at the time was to give an apron made out of organza that had beautiful trim on it.
And it did nothing that the apron was supposed to do. It was only for looks. As I'm thinking back when you're talking about the pilgrims and all those forward, I think one of the major purposes was to keep the garment clean, the mm-hmm. dress clean, because they didn't have 10 different outfits and they didn't wash those every day.
Exactly. Exactly.
So it was a protection in terms of keeping their other garment clean and probably maybe not even from wearing out so fast because they used the apron for all these other mm-hmm. things. Mm-hmm. So it played a big part in a woman's life. And sometimes it still does. Miss Nene, plays a big part in your life.
It does. I feel like that I am dressing for the occasion, you might say, when I put on an apron, when I go into the kitchen. I like to liken it to what Mr. Rogers in Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood would do when he came onto the set. He would put on his sweater and his tennis shoes, and we all knew when we watched that show that he was there to teach us and to extend his love to those children, really, and adults, too, who are watching him through that television.
And it was time for you to sit down and probably be quiet.
Yes.
So you could hear him.
Mm-hmm. But not only do I think of it as a uniform as such, but I think of it as something that can be very personalized. And of course, now we have the ability to use machine embroidery or even writing with permanent markers to make your apron personalized. And this can be done for children. I think that's a wonderful way to help a child feel welcome in a kitchen, is for them to have their own apron.
Let's go back just a little bit in history, Miss mm-hmm. Nene. When did you get your first apron? Whoa, now she's got to think about that
I don't recall. Growing up as a child, I would wear mom's aprons in the kitchen. She had cobbler aprons, and they always hung on this certain rack in the kitchen between the counter and the stove. And that's when we would bake, we'd put on one of those cobbler aprons. Probably after I graduated from college and started housekeeping on my own is when I first used an apron. That was an era where I didn't use an apron a lot because I wore slacks or jeans.
And a shirt.
Mm-hmm. And like you said, the more clothes we had in our closet, we weren't as concerned about getting them spotted with flour or sugar or grease of any butter or any such thing, because we could wash them. And like my husband always says, aren't you glad you don't have to go down to the creek
to wash your clothes now
because you have the modern appliances to work with. But aprons are fun.
And it seems like more people have become interested in aprons. I know that there are presentations on mm-hmm. aprons. And just a couple weeks ago, there was a display of aprons at the Green Ridge Antique Gas and Steam Show in their home. They have a home.
Oh.
And Frances Nelson has a collection of aprons, some of which belong to her grandmother, her mm-hmm. mother, some aprons that her mother made for her when she was little. Oh, they're so cute. And so she had those on display, and actually she had them last year, and people were enough interested. They said, Frances, wouldn't you bring those back again this year? So it was quite a variety.
Neat.
Included those little frilly ones, as mm-hmm. well as all those ones that were really made for use. And the other thing I think is interesting, you mentioned the type of fabric. I think the print of the fabric really shows the age also.
Yes.
And I'm not sure she had one, but I know a lot of people had feed sack aprons.
Yes, that's what I think of too. When we would go to the we had laying hens, and so it was exciting when we would go to the elevator to get bags of chicken mash, because we could pick out really what the fabric for our next skirt or our next apron was going to be just by using those fabrics. And they were so durable too. That was what was neat. But you, LaVonne, have done something fun in decorating with aprons, and I think we need to share that with
the listeners. All right. Well, my mother-in-law, Zita Eblen, was a waitress. She loved being a waitress, and she always had not a fancy schmancy one, but mm-hmm. a nice-looking, pretty apron. And she used to use the gingham and do the counted cross stitch on them. So different colors, different kinds of patterns. And I had those. I'm going, okay, we put them away in a box. I took down the kitchen curtains at Harrisdale and put up aprons instead. And got so many comments from that. People really enjoyed seeing the aprons and seeing that you could use them in different ways. And, you know, they could just be a wall decoration too,
mm-hmm.
you know, depending on how you decorate and so on. So, yeah, get them out, enjoy them, use them some way to bring back memories. They all have. Don't you wish your aprons could tell stories?
Oh, exactly. You know, reflecting on when I got my first apron, I bet it was when I was a first-year 4-H member, or second year, because I did count a cross-stitch on gingham, and when I made an apron, and that's when it was. So
all
it's
right.
a great, that in itself is a wonderful way for a child to also have a personalized apron, or to have them do the cross-stitch themselves. But
or, as you say, the markers, you know, if you're not into the thread and needle thing, the markers are gorgeous, and they can be washable. You
mm-hmm.
know, they've come a long way in terms of what's washable.
And let's not forget about the young boys in the family who
yes.
need to be exposed to what goes on in the kitchen and how to do food preparation too. You could make fun aprons using tractor fabric, cotton fabric, a tractor, just animal prints, just something to make them feel like this is theirs, and they can be in the kitchen too and have fun.
And I think, again, saying that of putting on the apron just kind of sets the stage that we're going to do something special and we're going to mm-hmm. do something fun together.
Well, evidently a lot of companies think that way because they love to advertise on aprons. I can think of many different aprons that I've had the privilege of winning in the past at State Fair. That was just a complimentary gift. And I love those aprons, but of course that then is a wonderful company's dream to have as an advertising statement.
Sure. Okay.
We are so glad you've been joining us today and hope you enjoyed listening about our story on aprons as we visited with you. Now remember, fun in the kitchen makes fond family memories.